If you were going to make a park to commemorate yourself, what would you like future generations to know? What values would you share? Which mementos would be on display? And how many stories would there be to tell? Herbert Hoover National Historic Site includes many features of Hoover's boyhood landscape that have endured over time and give the site its unique identity as a presidential birthplace, boyhood home, and memorial. Although much has changed here since Herbert Hoover's birth in 1874, the National Park Service and the Hoover family have worked to preserve key elements of the past that illuminate the life and times of America's 31st president. Herbert Hoover's accomplished and public-spirited life drew inspiration from his birthplace. Today, you'll have the chance to immerse yourself in the landscape Hoover saw and the activities he participated in as a child. His father's craft as a blacksmith, Hoover's religious upbringing, his love of fishing, the education he received, many of the influences which Herbert Hoover carried into his adult life and that contributed to his character. You'll also hear eloquent accounts of the adversity that touched a Quaker family and shaped the path of a young boy from West Branch who went on to serve his country as president. On August 12, 1965, an act of Congress established this park as a National Historic Site. Since then, the National Park Service has preserved and interpreted the historic structures and landscape of this park. In the late 1930s, President Hoover and his wife Lou Henry Hoover chose this place to celebrate the values they believed helped shape his life. We hope you will find it to be an inspiring, accessible, educational, and recreational experience for years to come.